晚安。
Good evening。
你们今天累了。
You must be tired today。
啊，有哪一个人刚刚参加三点的聚会？
Who among you have participated in the earlier gathering？
今天真是你们好好坐下听到的一天。
This is the day when you listen to the word carefully。
早上听主的崇拜。
In the morning at your worship service。
下午听布道会。
In the afternoon the gospel rally。
晚上查经会。
In the evening the exposition
service。什么会你都有了。
So you've been here for all this。
那以后你也会讲到的。
In the end you may be able to preach。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God。
我们为洪玉健博士感谢上帝。
We give thanks to God for Dr. 洪玉健。
把恩赐赐给他。
That he has been given the gifts and talent from God。
他赐给各地的教会。
And he has shared this with all the churches。
大家都感谢主。
Thanks be to God。
今天我讲完道以后。
After I finish preaching。
我就到飞机场去。
I will go to the airport。
我们在巴黎、在罗马还有在米兰有一些的聚会。
We have our gospel rallies at Paris, Rome and Milan。
所以下个礼拜我们这里没有查经会。
And so next week we will not be gathering here。
那么从巴黎回来以后。
After I come back from Paris,
我会在下个礼拜在这里有查经会。
The week after we will gather here.
又再到香港、到台北、到吉隆坡。
And then after that to Hong Kong, Taipei, and Kuala
Lumpur.
And Jakarta.
完了以后再飞到美国的 North Carolina.
After that to North Carolina, USA.
为了那边有这一个三次的讲道，我要飞差不多有54个钟头。
I have to fly for 54 hours for 3 gospel rallies.
回来以后
After that,
就开始九月份四个城市的大布道会。
There will be gospel rallies in 4 major cities in September.
Jakarta 是万人布道大会。
In Jakarta, we want to have a 10,000 strong gospel rallies.
5,000人的布道大会。
In Bandung, 5,000.
Surabaya 是7,000人的布道会。
And Surabaya, 7,000.
还有这个 Ujungpandang 是3,000人的布道大会。
And in Ujungpandang, 3,000 strong.
那么这些所有的这个聚会
All these gatherings
需要主给我们特别的力量
We need the strength from our Lord
在筹备方面
In preparation
有许多许多的压力
There are a lot of pressure
感谢上帝
But thanks be to God
他一定会施恩给我们
We know he will surely be gracious to us
各地的人都为这些聚会祷告
We want everyone to pray for this
今天我们要讲最后一次大卫的信心给我们所做的榜样
Today we want to speak for the last time on the faith of David as an example.
我们大家读经希伯来书第十一章还是第三十二节。
We want to look at Hebrews chapter 11, still verse 32.
希伯来书第十一章三十二节。
Hebrews 11:32.
一同来读。
Let us read together.
我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说，基甸、巴拉、参孙耶夫他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就。不够了我们今天要最后一次讲有关于大卫的事情
For the last time today we will speak on David
我们再唱一首诗歌我们就开始
Let us sing another hymn then we will start
我们唱第六首同往西安
Hymn number 6 we are marching to Zion
这是我们查经会的会歌
This is our anthem for exposition
大家努力的唱啊唱到第三节站起来唱爱子的人起来，大家欢欣喜乐。同声歌颂天地和谐，同声歌颂天地和谐。一同欢乐抱住，一同欢乐抱住。同心往西安山，美丽的美丽的山。
正是的光线就是那美丽的人间
不认识这几人不会想这个伤但是说有天鹅而听但是说有天鹅而听你相信了山羊你相信了山羊同心往西安山，贝里克森，山大家同心去往西安，就是那贝里克森。你们到副歌还不会背吗？副歌的时候不要看好不好？我们站起来唱第三排，唱。
不当欢喜的歌，当将眼泪抹干。We are marching toward Emmanuel's ground. We are marching toward Emmanuel's ground. 造美丽天下，红心王西安山，美丽的美丽的山，山大家红心齐王西安，就是那美丽的山。再唱副歌一次唱，红心王西安山，美丽的美丽的山，山大家红心齐王西安，就是那美丽的山城。好，我们低头祷告。楼建的话，不是带领我们做一个祷告。阿们，请坐。我们已经用了两次的时间与大家一同分享大卫生平中间有关于信仰的榜样。
We have used two occasions to share with all of you the examples of faith from David.
我们今天第三次要把这个做一个结束。
This is the third time and we will conclude.
我在圣经中间继续不断比较思考。
In the Bible, I always do comparison and thinking.
我发现没有一个人的生平比大卫的生命更多姿多彩。
I discovered that not a single person has more dramatic life than David did.
悲喜交集。
His life was full of tragedies and happiness.
成败同局。
There are also successes and failures.
使我们感到可歌可泣的。
And these are dramatic events that we take note of.
他很年轻的时候就有很伟大的成就。
When he was young, he had accomplished a lot.
他打死了这个哥利亚以后。
After he killed Goliath.
成了一个全国上下都一同欢呼尊崇的少年的英雄。
He became a very young hero that the entire nation worshipped.
但是当大卫失败的时候
，But when he failed，
成为神对他喜爱的一个最重要的一个污点。
It became the greatest stain in the love that God has for him.
大卫的生平有许多令人兴奋、令人振作起来的时刻。
There are many things in the life of David that inspires us.
许多时候是我们感到很难过、很伤心的时辰。
But many events that sadden us as well.
有谁像大卫
？Who would be like David?
成功的时候全国翻腾。
Who were able to get an entire country to support him?
最痛苦的时候，亲眼看见他的亲生的孩子奸污他自己的妻妾。
And in his words that he saw with his own eyes how his son slept with his concubines.
可能全世界没有多少个人曾有这么对比、这么可怕的这种丰富的人生的经验。
Perhaps in the entire world there won't be many people who are like David.
大卫曾经被人追赶在旷野流离。
David was persecuted by people and he was lost in the wilderness.
在山洞里面隐藏，就像今天的 Osama bin Laden 一样的。
And he lived in the cave like Osama bin Laden.
不同的地方是他不是以恶意对待别人，而受到别人对他的仇恨。
The difference was that it was not because of evilness that he had to hide.
不过因为扫罗妒忌他而产生这样的可怜的倾向。
But because of the jealousy of Saul that he had to do this.
当百姓看他抓住哥利亚的头回来的时候
，When the people saw that he had the head of Goliath with him，
他们说大卫杀死万万。
They said that David could kill tens of thousands。
扫罗的子杀死千千。
But Saul could only kill thousands。
这个做王的扫罗听见这句话，心里非常的痛苦。
As King Saul was saddened，
所以他决定要追讨大卫的生命。
So he was determined to kill David。
那么大卫的生平里面有什么最重要的事可以提示我们做人应当有的人格呢
？What are the things in the life of David that can teach us about our character？
大卫不但是一个合神心意的人
，Not only was David a person next to God's heart，
他更是一个伟大可以使万代的人从他身上学习。伟大人格的一个人。
He was a person that all generations could learn from.
在全本圣经里，我们看见什么事呢
？In the entire Bible, what do we see?
从来没有记载大卫用这个仇恨去报仇他的敌人。
There is no recording of how David repaid evil with evil.
今天的世界聪明人很多，
但是伟大的人很少。
In this world, we have lots of intelligent people, but very few great people.
你居然有一些的钱，你读了更多的书，你就比别人更多的学问，你好像做一个很聪明的人。
You may have a lot of intelligence, a lot of money, and you think you are better than everyone else.
多少个人读了学士，读了硕士、学士、硕士、博士，他的心肠一样窄小。
But many people have finished all the way to PhD, but they're still very
narrow-minded.
They had lots of knowledge, but there are still evilness in their heart.
There
are many people who are
knowledgeable.
But very few people with great character.
In the
past decades in
Indonesia,
The central bank's
banker. They
had lots of knowledge in
economics.
Had lots of academic
knowledge.
Very
intelligent.
But these bankers are intelligent to get money from the government for
themselves.
A lot of dishonesty. A lot of evilness. A lot of despicable
acts.
There are so many of them.
世界没有缺乏聪明人。却缺乏伟大的人。
So the world do not lack intelligent people, but lack great people.
大卫是一个伟大的人吗？
Was David a great person?
是的，
he was.
大卫是一个聪明的人吗？
Was he an intelligent person?
是的，
he was.
当你看他写的诗的时候，
When you look at the Psalms he composed,
他绝对是全世界第一流的诗人。
Clearly he was the best poet there.
他的用词的恰当。
The way he used his words,
感情的流露，
the way he expresses himself,
文学的表达，
the way he expressed literature,
不在任何一个人之下，
is certainly above everyone else.
全世界几乎没有多少诗人比大卫的诗影响更多的人群。
Not many poets have as great influence as David had.
大卫是个很聪明的人。
He was an intelligent person.
更重要的，他是很伟大的人。
But more importantly, he was a great person.
他的心从来不存仇恨。
His heart did not have hatred.
他从来没有有恶报恶的这种动机。
He never repaid evil with evil.
所以在今天的世界里，这是绝对难能可贵的事情。
This is something extremely rare in the world today.
我看见这个世界以牙还牙，以眼还眼的事多得不胜枚举。
We see the world repaying evil with evil, an eye for an eye.
在大卫的生命中间，从来没有一次有这样的表达。
But there is not a single incident in the life of David that was like this.
我们每个基督徒看他的生命都应当感到惭愧。
All of us Christians should feel ashamed of ourselves when we look at him.
因为我们的心里面有苦毒存在。
Because there's bitterness and pain in our heart.
我们就没有办法与人搞好关系。
And we cannot have a good relationship with other people.
心里面有仇恨的种子存在。
When there's a seed of hatred in our heart.
我们绝对没有办法彼此相爱。
It is not possible to love each other.
我们常常纪念别人的错的话。
We always remember other people's mistakes.
一定不能改善教会的灵性和我们的这个整个侍奉的长进。
And we cannot change the spirituality of the church.
大卫可以成为我们的榜样。
For David to be our example.
因为他有伟大的人格。
It was because he had a great character.
从不报仇。
He never take revenge.
从不记恨。
He never remember hatred.
他并不是不记错。
It is not that he forget mistakes.
他知道别人犯错在哪里。
He knows the mistake.
但他没有记恨在心。
But he did not mark
the hatred. 他没有恶毒的动机。
He did not have a bad motivation.
没有报仇的这种行动。
He didn't have an action of revenge.
大卫的人格是很伟大的人格。
And so we say he had a great character.
当扫罗对他不好的时候。
When Saul was evil to him.
扫罗无缘无故要杀害他的时候。
For no reason Saul wanted to kill him.
他尽量躲避。
He tried to hide.
但是他绝对不加害扫罗。
But he would not harm Saul.
他把扫罗衣服割下来。
He tore a piece of garment away.
当扫罗走到远的地方的时候。
After Saul has left.
他说：“我的王，我的王，我的主扫罗啊。
”He said, "My king, my lord Saul."
你天天寻找我的生命是吗
？You are seeking after my life daily.
你看吧，这一块的布是什么布啊
？Behold this garment.
大王才发现他的衣裳已经吃了一角了。
And then the king realized a piece of garment had been taken away.
这岂不是用刀把它刮下来的吗
？Surely it was taken away.
刮的时候连声音都听不见。
He was so silent that he couldn't detect it.
连穿衣服的人都感不到。
The person wearing the clothes didn't know.
你看大卫如果做小偷，他的这个的这个这他的手段已经高明的不得了了。
So surely David would have been a good thief.
所以呢，但是大卫这样做。
But the way he did this.
告诉扫罗。
Was to tell Saul.
我不是用恨来报你对我对我的恨。
I am not repaying your hatred with hatred.
我如果要杀死你是轻而易举的一个事情。
It would have been easy for me to kill you.
圣经就在这个时候告诉我们扫罗的良心发现了。
And the Bible says Saul's conscience was
clear. 大卫啊。
He said, my son David.
我得罪你了。
I have sinned.
我又错了。
I am wrong.
这是圣经记载扫罗良心发现最重要的一个时刻。
This is the most important recording of Saul discovering his conscience.
恨不能用恨解决。
You cannot solve the problem of hatred with hatred.
爱只能用爱赢取。
You can only win love with love.
我们今天用什么办法解决这世界的状况？
How do we solve the problems of the world today?
我们怎么样改善人际之间的关系？
How do we improve interpersonal relationships?
我们要像大卫一样的。
We want to follow David.
心中没有仇恨。
From in our heart, let's not have hatred.
心中没有苦毒。
Let's not have bitterness.
我们思想中没有报仇。
In our mind, let's not have revenge.
我们绝对不可以私自代表上帝。
We cannot represent God ourselves.
有神是绝对最后最终极的那一个伸冤者。
God is the absolute final vengeance.
神也是那个最终最终极的那一个审判者。
He is also the final absolute judge.
当我们看见别人对我们不好的时候，
When we are wronged by others,
我们只有当作是神透过这些人来造就我们。
We should view it as God molding us to these people.
神许可这些人来修剪我们。
God allowed them to mold us.
我们才可能在生命中间有更长进的机会。
That in our life we may improve and grow.
大卫用这样的心情作为我们的榜样。
This was the attitude David had.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
大卫有这无穷无尽的这个爱，这就是他合神心意里面一个很重要的一个这个范围。
And because he had this endless love, he was next to the heart of God.
当然你说大卫是这样无缘无故随便赦免人吗？
Was he a person that just forgave everybody needlessly?
在这一方面他是代表了神，他是摸到了神的心意，他明白神的爱。
In the case of love, he understood the love of God.
当然有一些人爱泛滥，爱模糊，变成一个完全没有负责任的泛滥的爱，像洪水的大灾难一样。
And some of us are very vague with love, and love becomes a great flood that we cannot control.
大卫不是如此。
David was not like this.
所以当他快要离开世界的时候，
when he was about to leave the world,
他把扫所罗门叫来。
He called Solomon.
把他一个一个那些不对的人和犯的罪都告诉他的孩子。
And told him all the sins that were committed by others.
那么你说这岂不是不是那老一辈的把仇恨丢给下一辈？让别的人替他报仇吗？
Does it not mean that he's passing on his hatred to the next generation?
不是。
No.
大卫既然没有心意要报仇，
Since David did not have a heart of vengeance,
他告诉他的孩子不是要报仇。
He was telling his son not to take revenge.
不是告诉他每一个孩子。
He didn't tell every one of his sons.
他只有告诉所罗门。
He only told Solomon.
为什么只告诉所罗门？
Why only Solomon?
因为所罗门要接他的班底，要上他的宝座。
Because Solomon was to be king.
他一定要很机警，很有智慧地对付所有可能有错误的人所犯的错误。
And he needed wisdom to take care of all these people who harm him.
所以这样我们看见大卫一方面宽恕别人的过犯。
So we see on the one hand, David was forgiving to all.
另外一方面他记清楚人的错误在什么地方。
On the other hand, he was certain about where they have gone wrong.
第二方面就告诉我们，大卫明白神的公义，不但明白神的爱而已。
The second portion tells us that he understood the justice of God.
今天教会许多时候在这两件事情上不能平衡。
In the church today, many a times we do not have harmony between these two.
所以我讲爱爱爱爱就爱到傻傻的。
So we keep loving in a silly way.
爱爱爱爱就把神的恩典拍卖了。
And we love and we have cheap grace.
我们谈爱谈爱到最后却不告诉人我们的神也是公义的。
We talk about love and we forget to tell people that our God is just.
这种不平衡的对神性的认识。
And this understanding of God is imbalanced.
就使我们的教会没有办法复兴起来。
And it creates a situation where we cannot be revived.
只注重神的爱而不注重神的义的把上帝的恩典出卖掉。
When we place emphasis on the love of God without His justice, we are betraying His love.
只注重神的义而忽略神的爱，使神被描写成为残酷无情的上帝。
But if we just place emphasis on His justice without His love, we think of Him as a dictator.
神这两方面的本性很平衡的，在我们的知识、在我们的心意、在我们的执行的事情上都显明出来的时候。
When these two essence of the nature of God is executed in our mind, in our heart, and in our actions,
神的权柄跟神的治理就很平稳的在他国度、他的教会里面也实行出来了。
The authority and the governance of God will be seen in His church.
所以大卫对他的孩子说：“这个人不对在这里，这个人是这样，你要谨慎他们。”
And David warned his son against all the people who had done wrong.
有的人说呢 ，forgive 还要 forget。我告诉你 ，forgive 可以。 有时候不要 forget.
Some people say we need to forgive and forget. Perhaps you should forgive but not forget.
上帝愿意忘记我们一切的罪恶，这是神的恩典。
We say God is willing to forget all our sins. This is His grace.
那些罪的原理，那些罪的危害，我们绝对不可随便放松它。
But the principles that cause sin and the danger of sin, let us not forget.
这样我们才继续保存在一个安全的路上行走。
Then we can walk in a safe pathway.
Solomon 后来知道怎么对付这些人。
And Solomon knew how to take care of these people.
应当剪除那些诡诈的人。
He knew he ought to get rid of them.
这不是为了报仇，不是为了使自己的恶毒可以显现出来。
This was not for the vengeance or for his own hatred.
因为下一代执行这个事的时候
，When the next generation is taking over,
根本与他个别没关系。
He got nothing to do with them.
但是他知道国度中间有这些错事，有这些不对的动机的时候
，But when they know that there's this wrong in the kingdom,
他知道怎么样为神的缘故执行应当行的公义。
He will know how to do justice because of God.
这样的事在圣经里面没有其他的记载。
There are no other recordings like this in the Bible.
大卫对神的爱、对神的义有这样平衡、这样智慧的表达和了解。
It came about only because David had such understanding about the love and justice of God.
我们要感谢上帝。
We want to give thanks to God.
第二样
，The second point.
大卫是对仇敌勇敢征战，对自己的同工是尽量包容的人。
David was a person that fought with his enemies but accommodated his co-workers.
清楚知道什么时候应当争，什么时候应当让。
He was clear about when to fight and when to give way.
今天我们的失败在哪里呢？
Where is our failure today?
当争而让，当让而争。
Many a times we ought to fight but we give way. When we need to give way, we fight.
应当软的时候我们硬得不得了，应当硬的时候我们软得不得了。
When we need to be soft, we are hard. When we need to be hard, we are soft.
我们对同工施压力，对仇敌送秋波。
We have pressurized our co-workers, but we help our enemies.
大卫绝对不是这样的人。
David was not like this.
当他对仇敌征战的时候
，When he fought against his enemies,
绝对不认为自己是力量不够的。
He didn't think of himself as weak.
他绝对不会看清自己是少年的人。
He didn't think of himself as a young person.
勇敢奋战，满身流血，他都不怕。
With great courage, he fought and bled.
但他对他的同仁。
But when he took at his own people,
对他的部下
to his subordinates,
尽量关心照顾，对他们宽容，对他们善待。
He took care of them and was very kind to them.
那么谁是大卫的仇敌呢？
Who were the enemies of David?
那是神的仇敌就是他的仇敌。
Everybody who is an enemy of God was his enemy.
抵挡神的人，他就抵挡他们。
Those who are against God was against David.
这个原则是很清楚的。
This is a clear principle.
我们今天错误在哪里呢？
Where is our mistakes today?
抵挡我的就是我的仇敌。
We think those who are against us
are enemies. 对我好的就是好人。
Those who are good to us are our friends.
对你好的可能就是骗子。
The person who is good to you may be a con man.
对你不好的可能是神差派来管教你的人。
When a person is not good to you, he may be sent by God to rebuke you.
所以许多时候在利害关系的里面。
And so in this profit and loss,
我们没有办法看清是非的问题。
We are blur about the truth.
所以我们用利害来定是非的时候
，When we use profit and loss to set the line,
新的眼睛就瞎了。
We will be blind in our eyes.
我们没有办法看清楚谁是敌，谁是友。
In our hearts, we cannot tell the difference between the enemy and a friend.
在教义的事情上是这样。
This is the case of doctrine.
在个人的感情上是这样。
Also with our interpersonal relationship,
在团契里面是这样。
In the fellowship,
在家庭里面是这样。
In our family,
有许多做妻子的一直把丈夫当成是他的仇敌。
Many wives treat their husbands as their enemies.
有许多丈夫的一直把他的妻子当成仇敌。
Many husbands treat their wives as enemies.
这完全是错的事情。
This is of course wrong.
那大卫的仇敌是谁呢？
Who was the enemies of David?
抵挡神的就是我的仇敌。
Those who are against God became his enemies.
绝对不让他的上帝受外邦人随便的亵渎。
He will not allow blasphemy against his God by the Gentiles.
当他的神受羞辱的时候
，When his God was humiliated,
他就要去羞辱那些羞辱神的人。
He will humiliate those who offended God.
当神受抵挡的时候
，When God was opposed,
他就去抵对那些抵挡神的人。
He will be opposed to the opposer.
从他很年轻的时候，这个个性就显明出来了。
David showed this character when he was young.
他不愿意看这个外邦这个非利士人想大胆来亵渎我的上帝。
He was not willing to look at the Philistine, this Gentile blaspheming his God.
我要去消灭他。
And I will destroy him.
我要去打死他。
I will kill him.
你看这样的少年人现在有吗？
Do you have such young people?
很少这样的人。
Very few.
谁是我们的仇敌？
Who are our enemies?
我们的勇敢应当用在什么地方？
Where should our courage be applied to?
我们的仇恨应当用在怎样的事情上？
How should we express our anger?
他是清清楚楚的。
He was very clear about
this. 他对人没有仇恨的一面。
He didn't have hatred for people.
但是对神的仇敌，他绝对痛恨。
Except for the enemies of God.
这是大卫给我们的教训。
This is the lesson we learn from David.
他所给我们的榜样。
An example from him.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当我越思想他的生平的时候，
The more we think about his life,
我越受感动。
I have been deeply moved.
当我越注意他的作为的时候，
When I take note of what he has done,
我越受光照。
I have been illuminated.
大卫的生命中间可以成为我们榜样的太多方面的。
There are just too many examples of David's life.
几乎全本圣经中间没有一个人是像他。
I can almost say that the entire Bible would not have another person like him.
你注意亚伯拉罕的生命的时候，
When you look at the life of Abraham,
你注意雅各的生命的时候，
or Jacob,
你注意保罗的生命的时候，
or Paul,
都不会比大卫的生命更丰富，更多面的对我们产生影响。
None of their lives had such influence as compared to David.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
大卫是清楚谁是仇敌，谁是自己的人。
He was clear about who the enemies were and who his friends were.
这个人不是以我个人的厉害作为定夺的原理。
And his reference point is not based on his own profit and loss.
他定夺的原理是神的尊荣。
His standard is the glory of God.
神的荣耀。
The honor of God.
所以他人生的目标是清清楚楚的。
He had the clear purpose of life.
这个 Westminster 的 Catechism 的问答里面所讲的话。
It is as the question and answer in Westminster.
我们人最大的目的是什么？活在世界上。
What is the purpose of man's life?
我们活在世界的最大的目的是荣耀上帝，而且可以享受他。
The greatest meaning of the man's life is to glorify God and enjoy His presence.
我们把荣耀归给他。
We give glory to Him.
他使自己成为我们的享受。
And He will become our enjoyment.
我活的一举一动，一言一语。 能不能荣耀神， 我应当好好考察。
I need to ask myself the question, if everything I do in my life glorifies Him.
真的把荣耀归给最高的上帝的时候，
When I truly glorify God in the highest,
神就把平安赐给他所喜悦的人。
God will give peace unto men whom He is pleased with.
最高之处荣耀归给上帝，
Glory to God in the highest,
地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
And peace upon men whom He is pleased.
这也是耶稣基督教导我们祷告的第一句祷告词。
This is the first thing the Lord Jesus taught us to pray.
我们在天上的父，
Our Father who is in heaven,
都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
这祷告什么呢？
What is this prayer?
不是祷告我的利益问题，
Not for my own good.
不是祷告我的权限问题，
Not about my power.
不是祷告我自己为我的自由的问题，
Not for my own freedom.
乃是祷告我的神被尊荣起来，
But that my God be honored.
我的神被尊为圣。
My God be hallowed.
摩西最后被上帝审判，
When Moses was judged by God,
使他永远不能进到迦南地里面，
that he may never enter into the promised land,
就是为了他违背这一条。
It was because he violated this.
你没有在我的百姓面前尊我为圣， 所以我不许你进到迦南地。
That you did not honor me in front of my people, and so you are forbidden.
上帝的圣殿， 上帝的尊贵， 上帝的荣耀，
The holiness, honor and glory of God,
是绝对一定要注意的事情，
are something that we need to pay careful attention to.
因为这件事，
because of this incident,
上帝几次说， 我绝对不把我的荣耀归给假神。
God said that I will not give my glory to the false idols.
谁为神的荣耀征战呢？
Who will battle for the glory of God?
谁为神的圣名奉献呢？
Who will give his life for the holiness of God?
有谁一生的挣扎是为了神的宝座、神的尊贵呢？
Some who will struggle for the entire life for the honor and glory of God.
当我们的主的名在外邦中间受亵渎的时候，
When the name of the Lord is blasphemed by the Gentiles,
你做什么事，你讲什么话？
What are you doing? What are you talking about?
更糟糕的不是我们的主的名在外邦受亵渎，
The worst thing is that not the name of the Lord is blasphemed by Gentiles.
我们的名在圣徒中间给人有机会亵渎。
The worst thing is that the name of the Lord is blasphemed because of Christians.
是神的儿女，是神的名在外邦受羞辱。
It was the children of God that caused the Lord's name to be blasphemed.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is something very sad.
有一次我在棉兰，
Once I was Milan.
从雅琪坐这个公共汽车到棉兰去讲道。
I took a public transport from Arche to Milan.
那么那天我病得很厉害。
I was very sick.
所以雅琪的人就买三张票给我，一个人可以在三张椅子上躺坐12个钟头到雅琪去。
And the Christians and Arche brought 3 seats for me to rest.
那么我一边吐一边坐在车上。
I kept throwing up when I was traveling.
我的太太坐第四个椅子。
My wife was at the fourth seat.
那么过了十多个钟头，到了棉兰的时候。
More than 10 hours when we reached Medan.
大城市复杂的不得了。
It was a big and complicated city.
每个人就把皮箱一个个拿下来，一个个拿下来就下车。
And lots of people just take their baggages and left.
那我身体很不舒服。
I was very sick.
那么这个车呢，在这整个城市里面绕了好多的街道。
And the bus just go round and round the city.
每停一下有乡下来，有停有乡下来。
Every time you stop, someone get off with their luggage.
那是差不多三十年前。
That was about 30 years ago.
所以我就对上面的人说，请你注意我那个绿色的箱子，给我看看好，不要给人家拿错。
I told the people upstairs the green baggage is mine. Don't take the wrong one.
那个人回答一句话，我到今天都永远不会忘记。
The person replied, and I never forgotten what he said.
他说你放心吧。
He said you just.
这棉兰有不同地区，回教徒地区、基督教地区。
At the place there are different areas, there are Muslim areas, there are Christian areas.
现在我们的车是在回教地区，箱不会不见的。
He said, now we are in the Muslim district, so your baggage will be safe.
等到基督教地区的时候，我会特别注意，因为哪边很多会偷的。
By the time we reach the Christian district, I will pay careful attention because there will be thieves there.
当我听见这句话的时候，我的整个口给塞住了。
When I heard that, I couldn't say anything.
我不能对他说我是基督徒。
I dare not tell him that I'm a Christian.
因为我如果说我是基督徒，他说、啊、你也会偷吗
？If I ask him, tell him I'm Christian, he would think that I would steal the baggage.
他们对基督教的印象坏到这个地步。
So they had such rotten impression of the Christians.
所以不但有基督教地区
，Not only were there Christian district,
Christian area,
the Christian area,
district, Christian thieves, Christian pickpocket.
And also Christian pickpockets.
有这种基督教地区专有的专业。
And you have all this specialized work in
the Christian
history. 我们的
主的名
，The name of the Lord，
应当在我们身上得着荣耀。
Should be glorified in our own bodies.
我们主的名
，Our Lord's name，
应当为了我们的缘故，使他在外邦中间也得着荣耀。
Should be glorified among the Gentiles because of us.
所以当基督徒羞辱主名的时候
，When Christians bring the name of the Lord down，
这个使身心更伤痛。
The Lord's heart will be saddened.
大卫的一生很明白，从少年时期就明白这个事情。
And David understood this since he was young.
门徒跟随主几年祷告才知道这是很重要的第一句话。
The disciples had to follow Lord Jesus many
years
before they realized this. 我们天上
的父啊，愿人尊你的名为圣。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
但是呢，大卫少年的时候，他就不许这个非利士人、这外邦人用这样的话来羞辱我的上帝，我要去打死他。
But when David was a young boy, he already understood that he wanted to defend the name of the Lord among the Gentiles.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
他对神的仇敌勇敢征战。
He fought boldly against the enemies of God.
他对自己的百姓，他尽量宽恕。
But he was accommodating to the people of God.
这种智慧是他的信仰里的表达。
This wisdom is a manifestation of his faith.
不但如此
，Not only that.
大卫是对上尽量尽忠。对下尽量宽恕的人。
David was a person who is loyal to his superior and accommodating to his subordinate.
这个个性是个很好的榜样。
This character is a good example.
我最深最看不起的两种人。
I always look down, think lightly about two types of people.
一种是假天子令诸侯。
The first type of people will just use other people's influence.
对上奉承谄媚拍马屁。
They are always very kind to those who are above them.
对下呢，尽量欺压，尽量作威作福。
And very mean towards those who are their subordinates.
这种人不能要。
You cannot have this as
friends. 看到老板来笑嘻嘻。
They will always smile when their boss is
here. 摇尾巴。
And their tail will wag.
老板走了，看到部下尽量踢，尽量打，尽量压。
And when their boss disappears, they will just mutilate the subordinates.
我非常看不起这种人。
I think very lightly about these people.
我又看不起另外一种人。
I also think lightly about another group of people.
对上呢，虚假，用各样办法要推翻掉他。
Who are hypocrites towards the top, and they want to get rid of the top.
对下利用小利来使他们被包容起来，成为自己可用的这个工具。
But at the same time, they gather their subordinates to support them.
制造自己的势力。
To create their own power base.
制造自己的范围。
To create their own influence.
制造自己的国度。
To create their own kingdom.
想背叛主人。
And so they are not loyal to them.
利用主人的好处。
But they use this goodness.
收买自己的人马。
And to get people to be loyal to them.
这都我很看不起。
I think lightly
这对上好，对下好、对上不好，对下好，两种人我都看不起。
These two types of people, I think, very likely of.
但是这种人处处都有。
But these people are very common.
社会里面有。
We see them in the
society. 学校里面有。
In the schools.
教会里面有。
In the church.
你常常看见这些小人。
You see all these people.
但是这一个呢，大卫绝对不是这样的。
But David was not like this.
他对他的上司尽量尽忠。
He was loyal to those who are worthy.
对他的部下尽量宽恕。
And very accommodating to his subordinates.
所以这种人一定成了国家的栋梁。
These people will become the pillar of his nation.
这种人成了人类前途真正的彗星。
And they will become the star of all humanity.
怪不得上帝说大卫是合我心意的。
That is why the Lord proclaimed David as a man after his own heart.
我们从什么事情上看见这些呢？
From which incident can we see this?
虽然扫罗对他很不好。
Although Saul was bad to him,
他是绝对忠君的人。
He was faithful to him till the end.
他对王、对扫罗的不好从来不提。
He never mentioned all the bad things that Saul did to him.
因为这是耶和华的受膏者。
Because he considered him the anointed one of God.
这是耶和华的受膏者。
The anointed one of God.
我岂可用我的手来伤害上帝的受膏者？
How can I lay my hand and harm the anointed one of God?
这种态度太美了。
This is a beautiful attitude.
这种的心态是我们每个人都应当学的。
A attitude that we all need to learn from.
今天许多年轻的人看见比较年长的有一点毛病，是巴不得把他大挖，把他大船，使人知道他也不输给他一点点。
Many young people like to pick on the mistakes of the older generation so that they can be elevated.
许多孩子有机会读高的学问，读高的学校，但他不成功的就轻看爸爸，不学无术，老了而没有用。
Many young people despise their parents after they've graduated from schools.
有个老人对我说。
There's an old person who said to me,
我从小没有机会读书。
He said, I had never gone to school.
我想我的孩子不应当如此。
I thought this ought not to be the case.
我就除夕前做了半事，让他可以去留学。
I saved money to send my child overseas.
结果留学回来以后，
After his education,
一天到晚看我是没有学问的老人。
He despised me every day.
轻看我。
He looked down
on
me. He scolded
me. 伤害我。
He hurt me.
给我做人感到很没有面子。
Then I felt that I had no face.
他说我如果知道这样啊，我就不给他读书，给他读小学，别他一生一世尊重我。
Had I known the case, I would let him study at the primary school so that he would honor me.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你对老一辈的
towards the older generation,
看到他的缺点。
When you see their mistakes,
看到他已经无能为力了。
When you find that they are weak,
不应当趁着这个机会轻看他。
Do not take the opportunity to despise them.
至少他的动机是好的。
At least they had the right motivation.
他从小把你养大。
They took care of you.
他曾经是你的长辈。
They were once your elder.
用谦卑的心，还会从那些比你更没有学问的长辈学到很多人生的课程。
If you have humility in your heart, you can learn a lot of lessons of life from them.
大卫和我不同的地方在哪里呢？
The difference between David and us.
他的长辈是对他存心不良的扫罗。
Was that he had elders who were evil to him?
常常动杀机要废除他的一个人。
Saul who wanted to kill him.
对他只有妒忌没有提拔的一个人。
He only had jealousy towards David.
大卫还是尊重他。
But David still honored him.
因为他是我的上司。
Because he is a
person. 他是耶和华的受膏者。
The anointed one of God.
我是谁？
Who am I then?
我深深感到大卫一生一世非常谦卑。
I know that David was humble throughout his life.
这些最紧要的关头里面，
at all these most important moments of his life,
看出他没有骄傲，没有自私，没有恶毒，没有自夸、自大狂的那种心情。
You can see that he has no pride, he has no selfishness or evilness in his heart.
到扫罗死的时候，他还是爱惜扫罗，忠于他的上司。
He loved Saul all the way till he died.
扫罗到隐基底的那个府士那里去。
When Saul went to his death,
盼望可以知道他前面的路要怎么样走。
When he wanted to find out what to do for his future,
耶和华已经不再借助这些东西启示他。
God did not reveal his will to him anymore.
这件事情我今天不讲了。
I'm not going to talk about this today.
结果呢，不久以后，他就照着其中一句话，第二天就死了。
Bye.In accordance to the prophecy, he died.
那撒母耳对他说
，And Samuel said,
明天你要与我同在一处。
Tomorrow you will be at the same place with me.
今天我顺便提一句话
，I will say this also.
有许多人解释那是假的撒母耳。
Some people say that that is not the real Samuel.
我告诉你，你要承认那是真的撒母耳。
You have to admit that that is the real Samuel.
圣经是上帝所启示的。
The Bible is revealed by God.
圣灵启示说撒母耳出来。
The Holy Spirit revealed this.
你是谁？你有资格否定圣经、改圣经，说那是假的撒母耳？
And so you cannot rebuke the Bible.
问题是，这个是真的撒母耳，我怎么接受呢？
How do I then accept this to be the real Samuel?
耶和华已经不启示他了，为什么会变成叫撒母耳对他讲这个话呢？
Why did God send Samuel to speak to Saul?
那不是今天我要交代的事情。
This is not what I want to talk about today.
有机会的时候，问题解答，我们再给你们解释这个事情。
Maybe in the next question and answer session, we'll talk about this.
那么第二天，撒母耳真的死了。
The second day, Saul,
对不起，这扫罗真的死了。
Saul died.
当扫罗死以前
，Before he died,
非利士人已经逼近他了。
The Philistines encircled him.
不愿意他的命落在仇敌的手中。
He was not willing that he would die in the hands of the enemy.
所以他就请一个人呢帮助他，把刀刺在他的身上。
He asked a servant to kill him.
结果呢，他死了。
But he died.
这个人真的这样刺死他吗
？Did this servant kill him?
他就抛。